With the economy in crisis, there is growing evidence that Americans are making some significant lifestyle changes. And it's not just people who have lost a job or lost a house. Even families with resources are choosing not to spend them. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the latest in our series of kitchen table conversations.
Home ec is making a comeback in kitchens across America, even in unlikely places.
This is my lamb stew. It's my new crock pot.
Kate Kaufman is busy in the kitchen of her Northwest Washington, D.C. home. She lives in a neighborhood near the Potomac River called the Palisades. Carl Rove and Alan Greenspan have houses here. Kaufman is preparing for a date night with her husband. Instead of meeting friends at an expensive restaurant, they're going to have the couple over.
Fun and frugal. I'm going to feed them a bunch of wine first and then play Pictionary because I think it's going to increase my odds of domination.
Her husband runs his own high-tech software firm, and Kaufman just got a master's in public policy. They have two young sons. For the first time, she's taking a hard look at where her money goes. She now keeps a weekly food chart posted on the fridge.
It took me a long time to figure out what you're going to have every week. I tend to think about dinner at, 4:30 the day that I've got to feed my kids. But planning better to have the food in the house and use the leftovers from the meal before and the lunch tomorrow and the breakfast for the third day and not be quite so wasteful as we have been in the past.
Okay, where are we today?
Today, oh, this is pretty good. So Friday we have pizza, and we live right up the street from Listrani's. And we would order pizza every Friday from Listrani's. And then I discovered Pillsbury dough.
That means a $7 meal instead of $23 takeout. And the boys, 4-year-old Evan and 6-year-old Aiden, get to make their own pies.
Mom, I think I'm ready for the cheese.
As Aiden shapes his dough into an egg, he tells me about his allowance.
We're taking out the trash.
What do you do with your allowance?
I put it in a drawer. I'm saving my money. And I'm going to save it until I'm like an adult or something and see how much I have then.
That thinking is good for Aiden, but not so great for the economy.
It's a paradox. If people just save more, the economy tanks.
Economist Peter Marici with the University of Maryland's Business School.
In this economy, the fact that people are spending less and saving more may be good for their personal circumstances, but it does make it more difficult to resurrect the economy. That's why we need a stimulus package.
The Commerce Department says Americans are saving more than they have in 14 years. The U.S. savings rate jumped to 5% in January. Morici says it's natural for people to save as a way to rebuild their balance sheets when they see plummeting assets, like homes and stock market portfolios. Kate Kaufman is trying to cut up to 15% from her budget. She says she's not saving for anything in particular, just keeping cash in the bank. Other families I spoke with are doing the same thing. Potluck dinners and thrift store shopping are fashionable. There will be fewer spring break trips. Kaufman says her family will postpone a planned vacation to Portugal.
There are some changes here that are good changes, not just for our fiscal, soundness, but for sort of our family philosophy, and I think the kids benefit. I'm not sure that they would tell you there's been a radical change in our life, but they sure like making their own pizza on Friday. All right, it's all ready.
Hey, Mom.
Kate Kaufman sees the cutbacks as more of a challenge than a sacrifice.
I don't feel an enormous pain yet in my day-to-day living. Psychologically, there is much angst. There has been a sacrifice in emotional safety, but our life is lovely. I mean, we've got two great, fabulous kids. We have great friends who are willing to come and spend time with us. So it'd be hard to call that a real sacrifice, I think.
Economists expect this savings trend to continue as Americans who can make adjustments to live within their means and build up a safety cushion. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.
Hold it tight. You got it?
Got it off.
All right.
This is stupid hot.
It sure is.
Hey.
Nice work, Evan.